My name is Birdie, and I'm a medium. That means I can communicate with spirits, amongst other things. I started seeing spirits before I can even remember. I grew up feeling cursed, but now I am taking control of my abilities.
My name is Robert, and I'm an energy worker. That means I'm in tune with the flow of energies that surround us. I'm immersing myself in the paranormal to discover where my path will take me.
Welcome to our Spirit Diaries. And welcome to the Spirit Diaries. My name is Birdie.
My name is also Birdie.
And we are your hosts. All right. So I do want to say a very quick thank you to our patrons. Patrons are somebody who can support us over on patreon.com/spiritdiaries. Over there, we have different tiers of support, but all of them matter equally in our hearts. And yeah, we give some bonus cool stuff like book of the month, some behind the scenes photos, and very, very soon, some behind the scenes footage of our investigations, which means hours and 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 hours of footage. The stuff that just didn't get to make the episode. So we have gone on our investigations. Oh boy, do I wish I could tell you all of the stories right now because it was interesting. Oh my god.
I know all of them.
Oh my gosh, me too.
They're in my mind.
My mind too.
And also on a camera.
Lots of camera files.
All of them.
So many camera files that I had to buy an external hard drive because my computer said, ow, I can't think anymore. And I said, oh no.
My eyes and ears are bleeding.
Yeah, so we had to go and get an external hard drive just for this footage because we really worked hard on this, and I really, truly, truly hope you enjoy it. We did a lot of experiments, and I pushed myself to whole new levels, and I tried things I've never tried before, all in hopes of seeing, is mediumship real? Is psychicness real? And Robert himself even has a surprising moment or two. And it's very exciting.
I did it.
You did it. We survived. We went in some of the most haunted locations in America and lived to tell the tale.
Or did we?
Oh my God, what if we're ghosts right now?
Then I should start planning my funeral.
No, not doing this again. That was the last episode. All right. So do you have anything to say before we jump into stories?
Yes. Thank you guys for all of your continuous support. We love all the messages and all the interactions that you guys have with us. Keep talking to us. Keep telling us all your favorite parts of the podcast and what you think you're going to see in our upcoming adventures with the first season of our investigations.
Oh my God. Did we capture a ghost?
And if you want to help support the podcast, check out our Patreon, or also you can check out our Etsy shop for merch and candles. That is etsy.com/shop/spiritdiaries. And all of the shirts there are basically what I have in my closet that I wear every day. So if you want to dress like me, come on down.
That is not a good sell point. Who wants to dress like you?
I do.
Oh my gosh. Our shirts are just for Roberts. If your name is Robert, you have to buy the shirt.
Just don't tell me, because I will have to find you and we'll have to sword fight because there can be only one.
All right, let's jump into the story. So things continued to get interesting. And by interesting, I mean the non-human spirit entities were just still walking around being their non-human entity selves. And at this point, I referred to every non-human entity as the others, because I didn't know what they were. So they were the others. I had started seeing this lion walking around our house. He was a small lion, like the size of a medium-sized dog, but looked like a full-grown lion. Had the mane, has the little lion body, and I remember looking at you one day and going, there's now a lion in our house. How? I don't know. Interesting. And then that was it. I was okay with a lion, not okay with other things. We just, again, were having spirits left and right in the middle of the night, and it was getting quite crazy. At this point, I had started researching some stones. I wanted to protect myself. And one of the things I decided to get was a moonstone because it looked pretty. I did not know that a moonstone actually is supposed to enhance your psychic ability. And anyways, I got this moonstone and I started wearing it. And almost instantly, it felt like a hand wrapped around the chain, yanked, and it broke. And it fell to the floor. And I was like, oh my god, that really hurt. I'm pretty sure something just yanked this off my neck. I checked my hair. My hair was all up. I didn't have any little strands that had pulled on the chain and made it feel like it got ripped. But it wasn't ripped backwards. It was ripped forwards. There was nothing snagged on my shirt. There was nothing that could have pulled it. So I was really confused. So I put on a new, better chain and started to wear it again.
And I remember this happening. And I was like, what do you mean it was ripped off of you? Like, it's just, I remember seeing the marks like on your neck.
Yeah,
of,
it like, was rough.
Like you had like red marks and like slight like scratches from where it had dug into your neck. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my gosh, like that's crazy.
Yeah, it was violent, but I tried not to let it get to me. At this point, there was so many spirit interactions that I thought the best way was ignoring it because I had ignored it before and it worked. So I was like, I'm going to ignore it all again. It backfired this time, though, because it seemed like the more I ignored it, the worse it was getting. So I had taken off the moonstone while I showered. I sat the necklace on the counter. I was the only one in the bathroom. The door was shut, so our cats, animals could not get inside. I showered, got out of the shower, and the moonstone was laying there without the chain. The chain was just gone.
Mm-hmm.
Totally gone. I had looked on the ground. I had looked through my clothes. I had looked in the sink. I had looked in the toilet. I had looked in every other room of the house just in case, but I knew I had unchained it from my neck. I set the chain and the necklace. The pendant was still on the chain, which means it had to have come off of the chain. And it was laying there yet again without a chain.
Mm-hmm.
So I, at this point, was kind of getting ticked off. I got an even better chain. This time I went out and bought one from a jewelry store. The strongest chain they had. I was like, this is not coming off my neck. And I went ahead and put it on my neck. Again, at 3:33 in the morning, I was woken up and I seen a man in our room. And he was an older man and it freaked me out. So I took more cold medicine and I don't recommend doing this. Please don't. And I made myself super drowsy and went to sleep. And I remember you cuddled me super close.
Mm-hmm.
And in the morning, I had realized that my moonstone was missing.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked all in the bed. I looked under the pillow. I looked absolutely everywhere for it. The chain wasn't on my neck. The moonstone wasn't anywhere to be found. Looked next to the bed, looked under the nightstand, looked everywhere. It was nowhere to be found. So I went to the bathroom. I came back to the bedroom and perfectly in the center of my pillow, like a chocolate placed by a fancy hotel, was just the pendant without the freaking chain.
Mm-hmm.
And later, when you had woke up, you had told me you had felt something
tapping on my shoulder.
Tapping on your shoulder. Yeah.
And it was in the middle of the night, and I remember It was like when you're trying to get someone's attention and turn around and look at you.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I just didn't turn around and look. I just stayed cuddled with you.
Yeah, that's when you had cuddled closer. And I had no idea you had felt somebody actually touch you.
Mm-hmm.
And this started a really spiraling trend of if I ignored spirits, they would then go to Robert's side of the bed and poke him. They would touch him. They would get down in your face. Mm-hmm. They would breathe on you. And all of this was punishment for me for not talking to them.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I did talk to them, guess what happened? Nothing bothered Robert. What a freaking joke. I was so mad because they knew the one way to make me so angry to where I would listen would be if they messed with
you. To mess with me, yeah.
So eventually I decided I'm just not going to wear this moonstone. Apparently it's not for me. And I did not want to have any more spirits ripping this thing off my neck. I had spent a ton of money on chains. I had bought very nice chains and they were all just disappearing. So I gave up with the moonstone. It was my birthday eventually. And I woke up my birthday morning and I woke up before you.
Mm-hmm.
And I had walked to the bathroom and I looked in the mirror. Happy, happy birthday to me. And there was a red slapped handprint across my face. And it just broke me down.
I remember you coming and getting me and showing me your face. And I was like, who hit you? Like, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
It was a full and it was a large hand. Like, it wasn't.
It wasn't like I fell asleep on my hand. You know, if you fall asleep on your hand and it leaves a red mark, it was the opposite orientation to where it would have been really uncomfortable for me to sleep like that. Mm-hmm. It wasn't the same cheek and hand. It was the opposite hand shape. On the opposite cheek, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So like a left hand on a right cheek to where there's like no comfortable way to actually sleep like that. I don't sleep with my hands on my face anyways. Mm. I very specifically at that point in time slept hugging my pillow with my hands gripping each wrist underneath my pillow
because
I was absolutely terrified to not be clung to the bed at that point in time. So I will sleep in the same exact position all night when I'm scared and not move in muscle. I will muscle spasm before I move.
Right.
So my hands, it was not my hands. It was not your hands.
No.
And it was a very large red slap on my face and it stayed there most of the day. I even tried to cover it up with makeup and I couldn't cover the mark. It was so deep and dark and just like really imprinted into my face like a bruise. And that was my birthday. Thanks, guys. So it was pretty awful. And just when I thought it couldn't get worse, I started hearing this man's voice. And I'm not very clear audient. You guys will see that in our upcoming season. I think it's one of my weakest abilities is hearing spirits. And it makes me very uncomfortable. There is definitely a few times a spirit talks in my ear in this season and I lose my crap.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't like it, but I heard this voice and it was different because it wasn't like that tickle in your ear. It was actually like your internal thought in your head, except it wasn't a voice that wasn't my own. It was in this deep, groveling man voice. And that was so awful. I'm the worst at impressions. I'm a man. So, I'm a gruffly deep voice man. No, he honestly sounded like a rocker. Like, you know, those like, type of guy.
Metal.
Yeah, like just a deep, really deep gravelly voice. And I started referring to him as Mr. Growly Voice. And he was just a little asshole.
Mm-hmm.
He just would pick on me all the time. We would drive over a river and I'd look at the river and I'd go, oh, that's pretty. And then I'd hear, how many dead bodies do you think are in there? And it's like, what the fuck? I wasn't even thinking about spirit stuff. Thanks, dick. plastic bag.
Morbid.
And then it just kept happening to where I'd see a spirit and I'd be like, oh, that was spooky. Like, it's like, wait, what? What is this? What is this voice? And I was like, I have lost my mind. I need to visit a psychiatrist. I need help because I'm like, this voice is different. It's in my head. And then this guy, Mr. Growly Voice, started showing me all these symbols. And he showed me this symbol for air, which I associate with spirit. And he's like, tattoo this. And I was like, no, you guys tricked me into getting a tattoo once. That turned out to be spiritual. I'm not doing it again. Mm-hmm. I'm not tattooing my body with all your little symbols. And Mr. Growly Voice then showed me. I'm getting really bad feedback. So Mr. Growly Voice then showed me another symbol. And you're getting bad feedback. So Mr. Growly Voice then showed me another symbol and he said, this is you. And he drew this symbol that I didn't even know what it was. I looked it up and it is an ancient symbol from Norway from about the year 500 to 1700. And I was like, okay, weirdo. You're getting really bad feedback.
You're moving.
Okay, now I'm getting really bad feedback. So I am going to say I had to cut out. I've had to say this about 17 times because we keep getting really bad feedback whenever I say Mr. Growly Voice. Yes, I know your name now. I didn't back then. So stop. Stop it. Oh my God, the feedback. Okay, I'm just going to ignore it. And you guys, hopefully I can edit it out and post. Every time I see Mr. Growly Voice, our equipment starts going. Oh my God. It's so bad. Norms, stop it. Please. It stopped. So this entity, I'm not going to say his name anymore because whenever I call him by his old nickname, we are getting ridiculous feedback on our Zoom. So I'm sorry, bud, but that's what I used to call you. I didn't know your name yet. He showed me a symbol that he said represented me, and it linked back to ancient Norway. It was a symbol that represents the earth and the sun. And it represented Norway from about the year 500 to the 1700s. It was really popular. That meant nothing to me then. It definitely does now. But I didn't get it. And then he told me one day, he growled and he's like, don't believe everything you think. And I was like, what does that mean? If I don't believe everything I think, then I don't believe you. Right. Like, it was so weird. And essentially what he was trying to say in his very chaotic teachings at the time was to just really analyze everything. Like, I made a lot of assumptions. And he was trying to say, don't believe everything you think. Like, just because you think something's bad, mm-hmm. like, doesn't mean it's bad. Like, don't believe everything you immediately think. When I heard the first sort of witches, I was like, oh my gosh, well, what does that mean? Oh.
Right.
Don't believe everything I think. Like, and I appreciate that. So thanks, bro. So, anyways, he was around a lot. And he just was being so snarky. And I associated him with a potential spirit guide. I thought maybe this is what spirit guides are. But everybody said they were nice and helpful. And mine was just this really like gravelly voiced man who just made fun of me all the time and just tried to scare me sometimes. And I learned to learn he just has super dark humor, and it I definitely love him now and I am so grateful for him. But at the time when we first really started getting acquainted, I just Oh my gosh, he really just made me want to punch him in the face. So,
I thought the dark humor was funny.
I would tell you what he said, and you would always laugh. You would always laugh, and I'm always like, oh my gosh, this is not fun. This is not fun. He'd point out things that I didn't even see either. And that's how I knew it wasn't me in my head, because I wouldn't even be looking a direction. And he's like, hey, look at that spirit over there. And I'll like turn and I'm like, I see a spirit that, you know, might look kind of funny. And then he'd make a really sarcastic comment. And I'm like, you can't see that, Mr. Girly. Like, oh my goodness. He just kept me entertained for quite a while. So anyways, back at work, I had started seeing the spirit of who I believed to be the owner's mother. She was wearing a pink shirt, and I would see her in the reflections of the front windows. I would see her in the back rooms. She was around all the time, and one day the owner mentioned to me that her mom had died of breast cancer. And I was like, oh, she's wearing a pink shirt for breast cancer. Right. And she had showed me a photo of her mom, and I couldn't say anything because she didn't know I was a medium. But the whole time I'm like, oh my God, it's your mom. Your mom is here with you. Your mom. It's your mom. Oh my gosh, she's here. And I had this like amazing experience of validation, and I wanted to tell her so badly that her mom was literally in the shop that she owned. Just, it was beautiful. There's a few moments of my life where I can say mediumship has been like just so heartwarming and beautiful. And that was one of them. Is this, the owner of the shop always, always, always felt like her mom was around, always hoped her mom was around. And I can assure you her mom was there and so active. And when her mom found out I could see her, oh boy, did we get into it. Yes.
You know, f***ed up now.
Yeah, you know, I broke my own rule. My rule was don't make eye contact with spirits. Once I make eye contact with spirits, it's all downhill from there. They're like, oh my God, you see me? Hey.
No.
Hey.
No, I don't.
Hey. Yeah, you do.
No.
Hey, you're looking at me right now. Hey.
I'm not.
Hey. By the way, can you tell her? Can you tell her that I'm here? Can you tell her that I'm here? Can you tell her that I'm here?
Tell her.
Tell her that I'm here. Tell her that I'm here. And it's just like, oh my God, no. So I accidentally looked at her one night, and then she started pestering me. And we'll get into that. We'll get into that in the next episode. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
So thank you all for listening to the Spirit Diaries. I know this is chaotic. I am going to share this how I was getting it in the moment. I promise you, if you guys keep listening, all of these dots are going to connect into this big aha moment to where I'm like, oh, oh. And maybe some of you have figured it out. So a few of you may have already put the pieces together. And if so, you're smarter than I was in the moment, because I was experiencing it and I did not see these pieces connecting yet. So if you're seeing some connections happening here, definitely feel free to shout out your theories, because you guys might be onto the right track. And if not, then you guys are going to be along for the ride just like I was and be totally shocked on everything that's to come. So thank you for listening to the Spirit Diaries. Thank you.